Page 117, Unit 28. Free trade is the exploitation of poor countries.
Free trade is not based on utility, but on justice. Edmund Burke.
It is a highly debated issue what advantages and disadvantages lie in having free trade introduced in developing countries. Economists have been arguing about what the acceptable solution would be regarding the involvement of such countries in the artery of free trade. It's undeniable that rich countries are attracted to poor ones due to the huge market opportunities. Nevertheless, they dump their products on these countries, disregarding, for example, environmental aspects, or actually abusing the fact that there is a lack of green laws in these countries. With cheap products, rich countries annihilate the rudimentary industries of poor countries, which might result in further dependency on the new industries and products. This way, local products cannot enter major markets, and sooner or later, they will disappear. Proponents of this statement also claim that there are many multinational companies that relocate jobs to emerging countries without adequate labor protection. As a result, women and children are often subject to grueling factory jobs in substandard conditions. On the other hand, we have to see that without free trade and without the goodwill of developed countries, poor countries would have almost no chance to get out of poverty. Consider the alternatives that these people have. Even low-paid jobs in, for example, sub-Saharan countries mean much more than what people would have to face if they had no jobs at all. The alternatives can be teenage prostitution, starvation, malnutrition, or migration, just to name a few. However, if we take a look at the bright side of free trade, we might find that free trade has raised most of the underdeveloped countries of the 20th century to much better economic conditions in our century. Let me elaborate on some of the advantages of free trade deals. Without free trade, most economies were protected by high tariffs and other forms of protectionist means. Under such circumstances, businesses risked becoming stagnant and non-competitive on the global market. But when the protection is removed, companies are motivated to become real global competitors. Free trade agreements also attract investors who will flock to the country. Obviously, this adds capital that can be used to expand local industries and boost domestic businesses. There is no doubt that free trade also brings in strong foreign currencies to many formerly isolated countries. Besides the economic gains, there are other factors as well, such as an influx of knowledge into developing countries. Global companies have the expertise to develop local resources, especially in mining, oil drilling, and manufacturing. Local businesses can learn new skills from them. Also, free trade allows local companies access to the latest technology and business practices. As local economies grow, so do job opportunities. Many foreign companies provide trainings as well. Taking everything into consideration, governments of developing nations should strive to find good solutions within the free trade deals to protect against such disadvantages. These can be some environmental safeguards that can prevent the destruction of natural resources and cultures. Another good solution is providing relevant labor laws that can prevent poor working conditions. Weighing the pros and cons, I have to say that developing countries gain more from globalized free trade deals than from isolating the country with lots of protective tariffs and strict conditions for foreign businesses.